Background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 307 in that continuing series. We're at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 34 degrees here in central Minnesota. Sun trying to break through the clouds now just a little bit. And you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And yes, it is our 307th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to go to the phone line and bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Daryl Turk. Daryl, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Great. I got to boost you up here, get your levels up so we can hear you. There, I think that's better. And where are you at this morning, Daryl? Where do you make home these days?
Nashwauk.
Nashwauk, Minnesota. Yeah. Awesome. And how long you been up there, Daryl?
6 years.
6 years now. All right. Kind of God's country up there, huh?
Yeah. Actually, I think we're a little warmer than you. I think we're running about 39 here this morning.
Oh, yes. Any snow on the ground up there?
It all left. We had 2 inches yesterday.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yep.
Well, Daryl, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Maple Lake, Minnesota. I was raised in Fairhaven, Minnesota up until 8th grade and then went over to Buffalo and then back to Maple Lake. Graduated from Annandale High School in 1962.
All right. And who was Mom and Dad? And who were your Mom and Dad?
Oh, my dad was Henry and my mother was Dora Turk.
Okay. All right. Any others in the family there, brothers or sisters?
I have one brother living in Annandale still.
Okay. All right.
And the other one's by Foston.
Okay. Very, very good. All right. And so you said you went to Annandale, then you went on to college, St. Cloud State?
I did. I got my degree in music education.
All right. And along the way, you started playing an instrument. Where did the music part all begin?
Oh, the music part began when I taught myself to play piano at age 16, and then I played tuba in high school.
Okay.
And one of the former tuba players with the Deutschmeisters happened to be our old neighbor at Fairhaven when he was graduating from college at St. Cloud.
Uh-huh.
I graduated from high school. He hooked me up with the Deutschmeisters, and I started in September of 1962 after graduating from high school. It was just kind of I guess it was meant to be, because he knew I played and hooked me up. So it was an interesting situation.
Oh, sure. And what was his name?
Leroy Treble.
Okay. All right. Because we've got listeners out there that go back yet a long ways and remember those early years of the Deutschmeisters, and they probably remember you. And I'm sure you haven't changed a bit. You were just a tall, young, lanky kid back in those days, right?
Well, my hair turned white.
Your hair turned... Well, you yeah. have to pay good money to get that done, though, don't you?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Or did you have a few kids along the way that turned them gray?
We have two children, but I had a lot of elementary school-age kids that turned my hair white.
I see. Okay. Trying to teach them to play the tuba like you did, huh?
I was more vocal with them.
Oh, vocal. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah. So then that was your main job that you went on to? After leaving the Deutschmeisters, you got hired as a teacher?
That's correct.
And where was that at?
Your listeners might recognize this town from last year's football. I taught at Waubun, Minnesota, which was now Waubun Minnowman. They won the state boys football tournament last year.
Oh, yes. Very, very good.
Yeah.
So you taught there, what, 40-some years then?
About 31.
31 years. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then now in retirement?
I am retired.
All right. So let's go back to those early years of the Deutschmeisters. Who was all on the band when you started playing? Do you remember the guys and what they played?
Yeah, Ray Dahlman was playing clarinet sax. Tom Borusky, Bob was playing sax, clarinet. Ollie Kerbin was on trumpet. And, of course, your father on drums. Betty was on the piano, and Tony was on the concertina.
And yourself. And yourself
and
on the tuba. Yeah.
Now, we went all over God's creation.
You did, huh?
We did.
Oh, man.
Mountain Iron, Michigan, Wausau, Wisconsin. We played Milwaukee. We played Madison. We played Omaha, Nebraska. All over.
And what was it like traveling in those days? I mean, was it fun or was it a job?
Yes. Oh yes, no. It was always enjoyable. There was always something to laugh at.
Uh huh. Well, back in those days, they traveled with a 9-passenger station wagon. Tony always had a Chevrolet station wagon and pull a trailer, so I imagine you got in on packing that trailer a few times over the years.
Oh yeah, it was always let's get that shit in there and get going.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a quote between your father and me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what was it like playing with Junior Funnenstein in the back row there?
Hey, he was like a father to me.
Uh-huh.
He really was. He had a great influence on me. His quiet demeanor. He always was calm. Didn't get too shook up over stuff. You know.
Sure.
Was always reassuring. He was just a good man.
Uh huh. And I know he was proud of the way he drummed. He had a good solid beat, and he really studied it. He wanted to be a good drummer. I remember as a young kid. Watching him the few times we got to go along to dances and that, he was very, very serious, very dedicated to playing.
Well, as I told you in our pre-interview a week ago, the only time I saw him get angry was when someone in the lead was pushing the tempo and he'd start pounding on his bass drum even harder so that they'd stay with us.
Uh-huh.
It was quite interesting. He'd get dirty looks, or we'd get dirty looks, this sort of thing. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, being a youngster at home, I remember him bringing the different albums home, especially after you guys recorded albums, and he would just put them on and just listen to them and just study them. And this one did this solo here, or this one did that. He was really in tune with what was going on with the band.
Well, yeah, I mean that's a sign of a musician, an artist. You know, that's what artists do. They study and whatever. And he was a true folk artist.
Uh-huh.
No question about that.
You bet. Now, Daryl, did you ever take up any other instruments, any other brass instruments, or try the concertina? You had enough with the tuba, huh?
I tried the wrinkle box, and I couldn't get the push and the pull together.
Okay. That's what they called them in the day, huh? Wrinkle box.
That's what I got an accordion here, but... Yeah, I call it a wrinkle box.
All right.
Piano accordion. I do play that.
Okay. All right. So, and you had some real characters. You talked a little bit about Dad, but Ray Dahlman and Ollie Kerbin. Those guys were experienced musicians too back in the day, huh?
They were also nuts.
Oh, yeah. They were always pranksters full of, just little quirks and all. The few days that I got to sit in with them, play with them over the years at the end, Ollie Kerbin always told me, anybody can play loud. It takes a musician to play soft.
Yeah, it's true.
And boy, he was just such a guiding force. I got to play half a dozen jobs with him. And it was in his later years. His lip was starting to fail a little bit. I think he was up near 70 already at that time. But, boy, what he didn't have in, mustard, he had in intelligence. I mean, he was such a smart trumpet player. I just enjoyed my days playing with him.
Yeah, he had good musicianship. That's one thing about the Deutschmeisters at that time. And you had mentioned here a week ago, you know, that this was kind of their heyday.
Yeah.
And actually, it was. It was a pretty dedicated group of musicians, artists in that group at the time, I think.
Uh-huh.
That's a personal opinion, but yeah.
Well, I'm sure you really had some fond memories of playing. Did you ever get to play with the Deutschmeisters? Probably not in St. Joe at all. The Delwyn wasn't there yet when you were still playing, huh?
Well, actually, I did when you had that reunion here many, many moons ago.
Oh, you came down for that?
I did. I was there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I didn't get to make that one, but I know my dad was there, and he videoed a bunch of it there, so I'll have to... get that from my mom and look at that again.
I did play a set with them.
Oh, wonderful. And that was probably
I don't know how wonderful it was. I hadn't touched a horn for 10 years.
But just like riding the bicycle, you just got back on and started paddling, huh?
Well, yeah, except the lip gets a wee bit tired.
A little bit rubbery, huh? Okay. Hmm. Yeah, so then you did have a chance to see that wonderful ballroom we had for a short time there in St. Joe.
Yes, I did.
Oh, and it's just tragic that they tore it down, and it's all a housing development now, so.
Well, society changes.
Yep. You bet. So, and what was it like working for Tony and Betty? They were quite the musicians as well.
They were fair with me.
Uh-huh.
Every time I got treated with respect, and it was good.
You bet.
All in all, it was really a good life experience for me.
Well, that's great. Well, Daryl, if you can hold that thought for just a minute, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We'll read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation. How's that?
All righty, sounds good.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market from the Sausage Kitchen. A reminder, the Minnesota firearms deer hunting season is just a few short weeks away. If you still have some trimmings left in the freezer from previous hunts, bring them in now. The St. Joe Meat Market can grind them into hamburger or make some delicious sausage products in time to take with on your upcoming hunting trips. For the do-it-yourselfers, the St. Joe Meat Market carries all of the ingredients to make your own sausage products, including boneless pork and beef trimmings, a full line of casings, natural pork and beef and sheep, fibrous and collagen casings, and a large variety of seasonings. Everything from brat and breakfast-type seasoning to wiener and bologna seasoning, summer sausage, snack stick, and jerky seasonings. Just call ahead and have your order waiting for you when you walk in the door. The number to call is 320-363-4913. Also, if your group is heading out for the big hunting trip, plan your meals with great meat and food items from the St. Joe Meat Market. Call in your orders now and have them fresh or frozen, ready to pick up when you're ready to head out. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the St. Joe Meat Market, and have yourself a successful but safe hunting season. And Daryl, for being our guest on the program, this is how it works. The St. Joe Meat Market, along with Chasm, we put up a nice meat package there at the meat market and mail that out to you, priority mail, all smoked meats, and hope that it arrives in good condition for you, and hope that you and your wife and those around you can enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
Sounds great.
Very good. Have you had the occasion to have some St. Joe meat products over the years with Dad playing there? Did he bring any along ever?
Oh, yes. I used to order the dinner sausage
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yep.
Well, very good.
My father was just, he loved it.
Awesome. Awesome. All righty. Now, did your dad or mom, anybody else play music, or was that just
My mother was a musician. She was a church organist.
Okay. Okay.
So that's where I came, which, incidentally, I did for 20 years, too. So.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Played organ?
Played the organ at Freedom Lutheran Church.
Oh, my goodness. So is that the same as playing a keyboard then? Could you also have played keyboard in the band?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
Betty wouldn't give up her piano.
No, well, there was just those few times where she might have been pregnant and having a baby that she missed one or two jobs or so.
They were all done babying by the time I was there. I think Lisa was like 2 or 3 years old.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think so. Oh,
yes. Okay. Thinking back about the book, the Deutschmeister's book, do you have some favorites that you like to play, the tuba solos, songs that you remember?
Oh, goodness.
Red Raven Polka, or...
I guess one of my favorites has always been the Katerina Polka.
Katerina Polka?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I play that on my wrinkle box when I can.
Okay. Neat. How about the recordings, Daryl? Do you remember recording with the band?
I do.
You do, huh? You're on the...
No, we recorded at three different places in Minneapolis. Recording is a tedious process.
It was, yes.
Oh, it is, because back in the day, you know, now, it's all digital. They can, you know, plug in stuff here and there and take a little snippet out of it. At the time, we were doing reel-to-reel 35-millimeter... tape
masters, yeah.
And in order to edit that, you had to run through and find the little snippet, and then you cut it out, you paste it in the other one, and it's quite a tedious process. And most of the time, what we did, if we didn't like it, we just did the whole thing again.
Exactly.
The whole song over and over and over and over again.
Oh, yes.
And I'm sure we did 10 takes on before we were finally satisfied.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking at the CD right now. It's called Wunderbar Music by the Deutschmeisters.
Yes.
It has a picture of all you guys on the stage there. It looks like the background, it looks like it would have been the Granite City Coliseum.
I believe it was taken there, yep.
Do you know who took the picture at all?
I do not.
Do not. Oh, nice, nice picture. All of you were young-looking. I mean, I'm sure you're still young-looking, but, I mean, looking at my dad, holy cow, and he was slender at that time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to go on a diet during Lent.
Yeah. You remember those days, that's for sure. Yeah, on that picture, I'm looking at you standing next to your tuba. That's Daryl. And then you had Ray Dahlman on tenor sax. And it looks like Steve Colby sitting there with the trumpet.
Steve was there in the band when I first started, yes.
Okay.
I think it was 2 years.
And then in the back row, next to you stands my dad. Of course, he's a drummer. And then next to him is Bob Temporowski. And Bob was a great sax player, too. And he would have been probably about your age, huh?
Yeah, I think he was a year older.
A year older or so? A
year or two, yeah.
Okay.
Like,
and then...
He was our token Polish person.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah, the Temporowski. Uh-huh. And then you had Betty and Tony there. And
yep.
I think this was probably their third recording, because there's a picture of their second recording, an album, sitting on the amplifier there on the side of the picture there. So
that could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think you're probably on... is it the Peanuts recording?
I'm on the Peanuts. I'm not on that Wunderbar one.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not. That was made just after I started playing, and being a rookie, they took Leroy to tape that one.
Okay, okay.
But I was playing in the band at the time, but they, you know.
Sure.
You know,
and at that time...
I wasn't experienced enough to go on an album yet.
Oh, okay.
You know, that makes sense.
But you made the picture, though, so that was good.
I made the picture, yeah.
So that was good. All righty. And
they had my face to adorn the
album cover. Oh, that's great. Now, you were on the Peanuts one. Do you remember any other ones? Were you on the Old Favorites, New Hits, where they did the Circle Two-Step? Yep, and that was their fourth old-time album.
Yep.
Okay. Now, back in those years, they didn't always put the credits on who were the musicians at all. Sometimes they did pictures of other albums, and that's what I'm seeing on these right here.
Yeah. But that was a marketing thing that the record company did or whatever, Tony,
Right. Okay. Well, very good.
Well, I don't feel slighted that I'm not named on them.
Okay. No. Now, another question. I want you to reminisce a little bit. Ballrooms. There was a lot of them back in your days. What were some of your favorites did you enjoy playing? Where did you look forward to going to?
I guess Sleaf's Little City probably was the most elegant that we played at.
Uh-huh.
The Midway in between Minneapolis and St. Paul, we were there once. I mean, that was a giant place.
Okay.
And then there was also one in Brooklyn, Brooklyn Park.
Was that the Bell Ray?
The Bell Ray, yes.
Yeah.
That was an interesting place.
Did you play at the Prom Ballroom?
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. And then Winstead and Withrow and probably every other ballroom in the area, huh? Medina?
Every one of those.
Yeah. I remember making the haul down to Rochester, the Playmore Ballroom in Rochester. You make that one too?
We did.
Yeah. They were there like monthly, I believe, back in the days.
That was a long trip from St. Cloud.
It was, because the interstate wasn't there yet at that time.
That's correct. We'd get home at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah. Especially if you had roads like we had this morning where a little bit treacherous, the snow and icy conditions. But I think they made that one almost monthly, and they'd pack the house every time.
We did, yep.
Yeah. Also, I know there was ballrooms in Owatonna, Mankato. Probably got to all of those over the years.
Owatonna, I never got to.
Mankato, oh, you didn't?
We were there a couple of times.
Okay, Red Wing. Yeah.
Yeah, once, I believe.
Okay, and then you mentioned those trips to Milwaukee. I got in on one of those. Usually that was like a three-day trip. You'd do, what was it, Wausau first?
Yep.
And then maybe all the way to Milwaukee for the second night?
Yeah, correct.
And then the third night, where did you usually wind up then on the third night?
We ended up in Madison.
Madison, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. And I bet you those were actually kind of fun too, because obviously it was a long haul, get there and then to come home without the freeway system. But in the meantime, they'd usually put you guys up, so you'd travel from one town to the next in Wisconsin, so you weren't on the road all day. You had time to do a little sightseeing or just some camaraderie with the fellow musicians. Any special memories there?
No, not really. No, I remember being quite busy.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah. And, again, traveling in that 9-passenger wagon, side by side in there, huh?
Oh, yeah. I always sat in the back, so I got to see what everybody else was going to see on the way home.
Oh, that's right. Those years, they had the third seat facing the other way.
Rear-facing seat.
Yep. Oh, yes. Well, very good. Well, our time is just about up, Daryl. We're going to save time to play some music. I kind of mentioned to you when I talked to you in advance, I always ask every musician if they'd have a special memory that they'd like to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise, as you go back through your mind, what stands out?
Well, I was thinking about the rather fragrant trip we had home from Alexandria one winter.
Uh-huh.
Ray seemed he stepped in some doo-doo outside the door.
Oh, boy.
The car when he got in.
Uh-huh.
And he always sat in front because he was a nervous Nelly, and he had to see where we were going to, when we were going to be killed, I think. And anyway, he gets in. Tony turns on the heater, and of course, this dog smell comes off of his foot to the back of the car, so we all bail out. Meanwhile, Ray, Betty is accusing him of crapping in his pants, and it was just, it was interesting.
Oh, I can believe that.
Anyway, he got his shoe cleaned off, but the car still had a rather odorous smell.
Well, very good. Yes, it's fun to hear those memories, and myself, having had the experience to be with those guys a little bit too, I know exactly where you're coming from. It was a wonderful band, and they were one of the premier bands throughout central Minnesota in those years. People just came out in droves to the Coliseum, the fairgrounds, all of those ballrooms to see the Deutschmeisters.
They sure did.
You bet. And I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't mention some of the other ballrooms up this way, the western way. Lakeview Ballroom in Avon, do you remember the low ceiling there?
Absolutely. I remember that's the only place we had a fight on New Year's Eve and darn near wiped out all the stands in the front row.
Oh, my goodness. And then
this wasn't the band fighting. This was customers.
Oh, customers. Okay.
Yes.
Little alcohol abuse there,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And New Munich Ballroom.
Oh, yes. That was a great place.
Absolutely. Pelican Lake Ballroom, St. Anna.
Sure.
Yeah. Some great ballrooms. Richmond, the Coliseum over at Richmond.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, there you go.
And there, too.
You
Claymore
bet.
Glen.
And, Playland, yeah, and Kimball.
Playland and Kimball, yeah.
And Playmore and Glencoe, too, yes.
Yep.
And, some of those ballrooms are still going at the Playland and Kimball has now been changed to the Generations Ballroom, but that one's still going yet. They know they still have weddings and some food evenings and things like that.
Yeah.
Playmore and Glencoe still going pretty well. So.
And there was Cedar Point at St. Augusta.
Oh, yeah, St. Augusta. Almost forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, Daryl, we want to thank you for taking time out to join us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every guest, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Okay. Maybe another 40 years.
There you go. All right. We'll hold you to that. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too.
All right. And there he goes, Daryl Turk, our 307th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We're at 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We've got music coming up by the Deutschmeisters in just a couple of moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 307th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Daryl Turk, our guest today on our Musicians Come and Play program, and was a fantastic bass horn player for about 6 years with the Deutschmeisters. And got to know Daryl just a little bit. I was quite young at the time, but never got to play along with him. but knew who he was. And yes, my dad really admired Daryl and his bass horn playing skills. Always those back row guys always connected. So a lot of great tuba players over the years with the Deutschmeisters. Daryl, one of them. So right now we're going to feature music by the Deutschmeisters. Some of the recordings that Daryl might have been on, and maybe some that he wasn't, but certainly played all of those arrangements. And we're going to start out with music off of the Peanuts CD, one called the Peanuts Polka, the Deutschmeisters. Yes, the Deutschmeisters with one called the Peanuts Polka. And boy, you can hear Daryl Turk on the bass horn there. Really strong bass horn player back in the day with the Deutschmeisters. It's Landler time with the Deutschmeisters. It's one called the Kuklers Landler. ¶¶